Somebody who's emptying out a pit, the pit contains either oil or wine, and is emptying out the pit by lowering pitcher into the bore and filling those pitchers with wine. If after he filled up a number of pitchers with wine from this bore, he found a sharet in the pitcher that he lowered first into the bore, all the other containers that contain the wine are tummy. And this sharet, since it was found in the first pitcher, would be metami not only the wine in that pitcher, but the wine in the other pitchers as well. And we don't assume that the sharet fell into the pitcher after it was filled with wine, since he has an eye on the pitcher after he fills up. So either the sharet was in the chavis before he lowered it into the bore, or the sharet was in the bore. Now, if the sharet was in the bore, so all the wine or oil on the bore would have become tummy. And even if the sharet was in the chavis, it was in the pitcher, but since he lowered that pitcher into the bore, all the wine and the oil on the bore would become tummy. So therefore, all the subsequent pitchers that were filled up in this bore would also be tummy. But if the sharet was not found in the first pitcher that he lowered into the bore, instead it was found in the very last pitcher that he lowered into the bore, in that case, only the wine or the oil in that pitcher would be tummy, but the wine and the oil in the other pitchers would be tar. And even though it's possible that the sharet originally was in the bore, and in that case all the wine or the shaman would be tummy, but misafek, we don't assume the sharet was in the bore. Instead, we assume it was in the pitcher. So therefore, since this is the last pitcher that you lowered into the bore, only the wine or the oil in that pitcher would be tummy, while the wine and the oil in the other pitchers would be tummy. When do we say that if a sharet is found in the very first pitcher that you lowered into the bore, all the shaman or the yayin would be tummy? That's if you lowered the actual pitchers into the bore. So since you lowered the actual pitchers into the bore, if the sharet is found in the first pitcher, and that sharet was in that pitcher before you lowered into the bore, when you lowered that pitcher into the bore, the sharet in that pitcher was metame all the shaman or the yayin in the bore. But if you didn't lower the actual pitchers into the bore, instead you had a machat, the cleat that is used for lowering into the bore and to pour into the pitcher. So it's only the machat that you lowered into the bore, not the pitchers. If after you lowered the machat into the bore and filled all the pitchers, you found the sharet in one of the pitchers, only the yayin or the shemen in that pitcher would be tamit, while the yayin or the shemen in the other pitchers would be tahar. As maybe the sharet that was found in that pitcher, within that pitcher, not in the bore. Sharet was in the pitcher before you filled it with yayin or shemen. So therefore, only the yayin or shemen in that pitcher would be tami, while the yayin or the shemen in the other pitchers would be tar. And since you didn't lower the actual chavis into the bore, if the sharet was in that chavis, only the yayin or shemen in that chavis would be tami. Aim aside, when do we say that if a sharet is found in one of the pitchers, that only the yayin or shemen in that pitcher would be tami if you didn't lower the actual pitcher in the bore? Bizman shehu baidek v'lo machasa. If you check the pitcher and the machas before you poured wine into it, and you saw there was no sharets, but you didn't cover the pitcher of the machas after you filled it with yayin or shemen. So in such a case, we don't have to be metame all the yayin or the shemen, and it's possible that the sharets fell into the chavis after it was filled with yayin, or after you checked it and saw there was no sharets there. So only the yayin or the shemen in that pitcher would be tumped. O machasa v'lo bodek. Or you cover the pitcher and the bore, but you did not check the chavis before you put the yayin in. And after you pour the yayin into the chavis, you covered the chavis. In such a case, we know the sharet didn't fall into the pitcher after it was filled with yayin, since you covered it. But since you didn't check the chavis before you poured the yayin or the shemen into that chavis, it's possible that the sharet was there before you poured the yayin or shemen into the chavis. So therefore, only the yayin or shemen in that chavis would be tummy. But if you check the chavis before you pour the yayin or shemen into the chavis, and you also covered the chavis after the yayin or shemen was poured into the chavis, so you know for sure that the sharet was not there before you poured the yayin or shemen into that chavis, since you checked it before you poured it in. And you know the sharet didn't fall into the chavis after the yayin was poured into the chavis, because you covered it. In such a case, if the sharet was found in the chavis, all the yayin or shemen and all the chavios would be tummy. And since this sharet did not fall into the chavis, nor was it there before you poured the yayin in, the sherez must have been in the bor and got poured into the chavos with the iron. So since the sherez was in the bor, all the iron or shemen in that bor would be tamei. Bit bor ha called tamei, b'machat ha called tamei. Or if the sherez was found in the bor, in such a case, all the iron or shemen would be tamei. And again, in this case, we're talking about where you cover both the chavos and the bor. That after each time you filled up the machat with yain or shemen from the bor, you cover the bor. And if afterwards the sherez is found in the bor, all the yain or shemen in that bor is tamei. And since you cover the bor, after every time you lower the machat into the bor, so the sherez did not fall into the bor after you poured yain or shemen into some of the chaviyos. It obviously was there before you even started filling up any of the chaviyos with yain or shemen. So therefore, since the sherez was there in the first place, all the chaviyos are tamei. Or if the sherez was found in the machat is the kli they're using to lower into the bor and to pour the yain and shemen into the chaviyos. In such a case, all the yain and shemen and all the chaviyos would be tamei as well. Because again, we're talking about where you check the machat before you used it to lower into the bor and to pour into the chaviyos. And you also cover the machat after every time you poured yain into the chaviyos. So how did this sherez get into the machat since you checked it before and then you also covered it? The sherez must have gotten to the machat because the sherez was originally in the bor. And when you filled up the machat with the yain or shemen, the sherez went into the machat. So since we have to assume that the sherez was in the bor originally, all the shemen are yain, and all the chaviyos are tamei. Since the sherez was in the bor, the sherez was metamei all the shemen and all the yain. The area in between the roller and the grape pulp is a rishus harabin. These rollers were very heavy rollers that they would put on the grapes after they were pressed by stomping it with their feet. And they would get any last bit of juice out of them with these rollers. And since they were very heavy, it took a lot of people to pick them up. So therefore, the area next to the igulin is a rishus harabin, since there were a lot of people there to pick up the rollers. And therefore, any suffix tumor that would occur there would be ruled leniently as a suffix tumor versus a rabim, speko, tar. Anytime you have a suffix tumor in a public domain, that suffix is ruled as being tar. Karim shalafnei ha-baitrim, reshus ha-yachid. The vineyard that is in front of the harvesters is a reshus ha-yachid, a private domain. And that vineyard has not yet been harvested. It's still in front of the harvesters. So therefore, people are not allowed to go in there. If somebody would go in there, he would be considered a ganep. So therefore, it's a private domain, and any suffix tumor that would occur there would be ruled stringently as suffix tumor versus a yachid. It's fake or tummy. Any suffix tumor that occurs in versus a yachid is ruled as being tummy. So acha ha-baitrim, versus a rabim. But the vineyard that is behind the harvesters that has already been harvested is a versus a rabim, a public domain, as people are allowed to go in there since it's already been harvested. Amesai b'zmarcha rabim nechlasim b'zu b'yoytim b'zu. When do we say that the vineyard that's behind the harvesters, the Rosh Hashanah, that's only if the Rabbim can enter one entrance and go out the other entrance. That Karam has two entrances, and when they go in one entrance, they can exit through the other entrance that is opposite it. So since they go right through it, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah. But if it has only one entrance, then it would not be considered a Rosh Hashanah. Klei Beis Habad v'shogas v'ha ekel. The utensil that's used in the olive press, and the utensil that's used in a wine press, and an akel is a basket, which is used to get the last bit of juice out of the olives. After the olives were pressed, they would put the olives in this basket, and they would put something heavy on top of it to get all the oil out of the olive. If any of these utensils are made out of wood, if they would become tamei, it would not help to immerse them in a mikvah until you got all the liquid out from these kelim. So therefore, first, you would have to dry them. You'd have to put water and ash on them in order to dry them from the liquid that are absorbed in them. And only after that can you immerse them in the mikvah, and then they would be tar. If any of these kelim are made out of reed grass, then if they would become tamei, you would have to age them for 12 months before you immerse them in the mikvah in order to get the liquid out of it that's absorbed in these kelim. And after you age them for 12 months, then you can immerse them in the mikvah. Or if you don't want to wait 12 months, you can scald them in hot water in order to get the liquid out of them. Then you would immerse it in the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi said, it's sufficient to put it in the swift part of the river where the river is rushing very strong. If you would put them right there, then that would get the liquid out of them. And then you can immerse it in the mikvah.